From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, February 6th. I'm Abby Larico. St. Louis programs launched to help North City residents impacted by the May 16th tornado are struggling. The programs have denied hundreds and gotten off to a slow start.
You know, right now they're really worried that if things don't improve, people are not going to return to North City. And that could be a big problem for this area that, you know, the future of which is really up in the air right now.
STLPR's Kayvon Mansouri on the slow progress and what's being done about it coming up on The Gateway. St. Louis homeowners impacted by the May tornado have two more weeks to apply for the city's private property assistance program. STL Recovers extended the deadline to February 28th to give people more time. The program will provide home debris removal and demolition. It also includes stabilization and repair work up to $50,000. There are nearly 5,000 damaged properties without an assistance application on file. Some require documents for assistance, include a valid government ID and property insurance, if insured. Apply at app.stlrecovers.com. People impacted by the tornado are still fighting with insurance companies and trying to navigate permanent housing, as well as to find more social service support. St. Louis City officials allocated nearly $1.5 million to local organizations to provide more mental health support, legal services, and food assistance. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson has details.
Jennifer Brinkman is the Director of Recovery Innovation with STL Recovers. She says the city's Disaster Recovery Office is steadily monitoring the community's unmet needs since the tornado. Many people often contact them about housing, food, and now mental health support.
As time goes on, we know behavioral health issues are present, and people need a variety of resources to help them with the recovery and with the healing in community with one another.
Residents who need behavioral, food, and legal support can contact Better Family Life, local food pantries, and Legal Services of Eastern Missouri. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis leaders say newly released zoning rules on data centers will restrict where the developments can be placed based on their energy use and size. The city's rough draft of zoning rules for data centers aims to strike a balance between development and public concerns. The rules also set new requirements during the application process and when the center is operational. Planning and urban design staff took a look at 12 other cities with data centers while crafting the new rules. Miriam Keller is the city's planning executive. She says St. Louis has an opportunity to put thoughtful rules in place.
Protections, the standards, we tried to be as much in step with the sort of best we saw from other cities and maybe even try to lead on a couple of things.
The report will be presented to the Planning Commission at its meeting next Wednesday at 5:30. You can read the full report at stlpr.org. Daily attendance dropped by 5% for Hispanic students and English language learners in the Rittner School District last month. St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed spoke with the district superintendent about the reasons for that drop.
The lower attendance is fueled by a growing fear among St. Louis immigrants that a large-scale immigration enforcement operation could happen here. Superintendent Chris Kilbride says the district is receiving an average of 6 calls per day of unverified ICE sightings.
If people think that kids are not getting caught up in this political divisiveness around the country, kids absolutely are.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has not announced any plans to ramp up immigration enforcement in the region. The agency did not respond to questions about its plans. Rittner officials encourage worried residents to file any security concerns to its SafeLine, which can be found on the district's website. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri's Attorney General is optimistic that her lawsuit over excluding certain immigrants from the census will find favor with the U.S. Supreme Court. Attorney General Catherine Hanaway filed a lawsuit last week to exclude immigrants without legal status and temporary visa holders from the census. She says Missouri could be deprived of congressional representation and federal money that's doled out by population. She's asking for a different type of count in the 2030 census and a redo of the 2020 census.
I think it'd be fundamentally unfair for us to have to go through another congressional election cycle, two more election cycles, underrepresented as a state in, you know, three or four more budget cycles.
Lower courts in 2020 dismissed similar lawsuits, pointing to constitutional language requiring the federal government to count all people. Illinois' lieutenant governor is among the most prominent candidates to replace retiring Senator Dick Durbin. But Juliana Stratton will need to catch up in the polls if she wants to beat frontrunner Raja Krishnamoorthy in the Democratic primary March 17th. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer spoke with Stratton on the Politically Speaking podcast.
The one-time state representative turned lieutenant governor has racked up key endorsements like Senators Tammy Duckworth and Elizabeth Warren. The Political Action Committee supporting her recently got a $5 million boost from billionaire Governor J.B. Pritzker. But Stratton is trailing in polls. She believes Democrats want to send a candidate to Washington that's going to fight the Trump administration and not fold. She says that's a key differentiator in this race.
What I see this as is who's going to fight for the people, and I'm glad that I can look at people, look them in the eye and say, it will be me.
Among other things, Stratton has pitched a $25 federal minimum wage and Medicare for all. Early voting started yesterday. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can find more of that interview on Politically Speaking at stlpr.org or wherever you find podcasts like The Gateway. The City of St. Louis Water Division is trying to find out how many lead service lines it will need to replace. Months into an increased surveying effort, the city still doesn't know the material of more than 50,000 pipes. It has to figure that out because of a 2024 Environmental Protection Agency rule. Spencer Gould is a special assistant to the St. Louis City Water Commissioner and says the project could be costly.
It could be as high as half $1 billion over the next 10 years. And so it is going to be an expensive problem to solve, but it's an important problem to solve.
St. Louis is receiving EPA funds through Missouri's Department of Natural Resources to identify pipes, which requires working with private homeowners. In the meantime, Gould says that St. Louis's water is safe to drink. He was a guest on St. Louis on the Air. St. Clair County officials say construction on the Belle Claire Speedway will be completed in time for the county fair this summer. St. Louis Public Radio's Katie Gravich reports.
Officials say the fair July 30th through August 1st will see the first stock car races on the newly renovated speedway. The county released renderings of the new site that showed a quarter-mile track, a slight upgrade from the 1/5-mile loop that debuted in 1948. The Belle Claire Fairgrounds shut down in 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic after hosting stock car races for over 7 decades. The Belleville News Democrat reported that the speedway fell into disrepair until it was demolished in March last year. County Board Chairman Mark Kern told the paper that contractors poured the footings for the speedway in January, despite delays caused by recent winter storms. The speedway will host its inaugural races at the first St. Clair County Fair since it was canceled in 2015. I'm Katie Gravich, St. Louis Public Radio.
It's been nearly 9 months since a powerful tornado ripped through North St. Louis on May 16, 2025. In the months following the disaster, St. Louis launched programs to help residents impacted by the storm. St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke spoke with our economic development reporter, Kayvon Mansouri, about how those programs have not met the mark for some.
9 months into this recovery process, how have programs started by the city to meet the needs of impacted residents performed?
Well, they haven't been doing great. They kind of got off to a slow start, and the city has acknowledged that. There were several programs that were launched to help people with rental assistance if their homes were damaged to a point where they could no longer stay in them, and also property repair and just kind of general property assistance. Those programs struggled to kind of get going, and that is because the city said they had to sort of build them, you know, while the plane was flying. But as they've gone on, many have also been denied who have applied for those programs, and that's something that the mayor and the STL Recovery Office has said there's something they're working on as they try to tackle this problem.
Could we focus in on some of these specific programs?
Yeah. So as for rental assistance, for instance, people who lost their ability to stay in their home, those people could apply and they could go through programs like the Impacted Tenants Fund or other things that put them up in an apartment for a while. Well, those programs, while they took in a lot of applications, they also denied a lot of people. And a lot of people we spoke to said that they have basically not been able to receive any funds from that. And then there's home repairs. Out of the some 7,000 homes that were damaged by the tornado, there are about 5,000 roughly that have not applied for any assistance. And the ones that have, there have been about 19 homes that have actually had repair work completed on them out of, somewhere over 1,000 to 2,000 homes that have applied. There's a lot of problems with a program that they're trying to fix right now.
And you talked with many people who say it's been difficult to receive aid from the city. What are they saying is preventing them from receiving that?
So Kim and Eli Holt, who live in the Academy Park neighborhood, really stick out to me. This is a couple that they wanted to retire to their home in Academy Park they own. They have been really, really religious about applying for these programs to try to get repairs and things like that. But they say basically they just keep running into roadblocks. They talked about at one point the city had told them they accidentally purged their application to get assistance. And then, all these months later, nearly 9 months later, they still haven't gotten any assistance. And it seems like to them, every time they go, they're told basically a different reason why they're not eligible for something when they thought they were. Eli talked a lot about the red tape, and he worries that other neighbors are going to fall through the cracks because of all of this, these eligibility problems, all of these sort of like different rules that people can't meet when there's this kind of big disaster happening. And that's something that STL Recover's director, Julian Nix, basically has talked a lot about this eligibility problem and how they're trying to expand it to sort of meet this moment that a lot of people feel like the city is missing right now.
Yeah, tell me more about that city response. How are they trying to fix things?
So expanding eligibility is a big part of it. They know things have been off to a slow start and they've denied a lot of people. So they're expanding the eligibility for a lot of the programs to allow for more people to apply. They're also getting out there. They're trying to do more outreach to sort of meet the moment, as I said before, getting people on the field. But, right now they're really worried that if things don't improve, people are not going to return to North City. And that could be a big problem for this area that, the future of which is really up in the air right now. It's a huge concern for the mayor's office and the recovery office. It's something they're really focused on right now.
St. Louis Public Radio's economic development reporter, Kayvon Mansouri, thank you.
Thanks, Kate.
Kayvon was speaking there with STLPR's Kate Grumke. Our Jessica Rogan edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway. Have a great weekend.